Today is Monday, July 20th. I'm Megan Lynch.
Washing the fresh produce under running water, that's going to be helpful, but important to understand that washing alone doesn't get rid of the parasite.
There are thousands of cyclospora cases in at least 34 states. The FDA now says the one sample of Taylor Farms lettuce that had tested positive for the parasite was a false positive, but the recall is still on. Usually by now, the CDC would be able to definitively say what is causing the illness. That's not the case.
Dr. Katika Kapali, Associate Professor of Department of Internal Medicine at UT Southwestern, says washing the produce alone does not kill the parasite, but cooking vegetables does. Kapali says one of the challenges in isolating this parasite is funding cuts and not enough people working in public health.
So we don't have the essential resources to try and investigate what's going on. And, you know, at this point, there have been thousands of cases. And so we're trying to investigate a very large outbreak rather than detecting it and addressing it when it first started, where we would have been much more able to prevent it from spreading further.
The symptoms are much like food poisoning or the stomach flu, but it is not the same. If you develop symptoms like explosive diarrhea, contact your healthcare provider because there is a specific test that can determine if you have cyclospora. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Now a follow-up on Schnucks' move to close one of its support facilities. Here's KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
Now we know the breakdown of the 64 jobs that are being cut when Schnucks closes its Bridgeton warehouse in March. The WARN Act notice filed with the state is out. It shows 57 of those positions are warehouse workers represented by Teamsters Local 688. That is the same union that boycotted Schnucks stores for nearly 300 days in 2016 over layoffs at that same facility. The remaining positions include supervisors, engineers, and inventory clerks. All employees will receive severance. The closure of the warehouse is permanent and takes effect on March 28th of next year.
St. Louis homicide detectives investigating the discovery of skeletal remains. Authorities reported Sunday night that police were called to the 5500 block of Genevieve Friday afternoon around 1:30. The cause of death and gender not known at this time. Another child has been shot in St. Louis. City police investigating the shooting of a 13-year-old that happened Saturday night after 11. The teen was in a car with his father at Broadway and Walnut when they drove around another vehicle. Words were exchanged between the drivers before the suspect fired multiple shots. The father then returned fire and drove his son to the hospital where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The dad was not injured. A public hearing set for later today as Manchester considers a proposal some say would change the look and feel of the city's historic district.
SunTrop Automotive Group is seeking permission to redevelop the old schoolhouse on Henry Avenue in an effort to create a new mixed-use facility. If approved, the proposed building will include vehicle repair bays, expanded parking, and retail space, all as part of an effort to use and preserve the century-old building. Local homeowners in the area disagree with the plan, telling the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that it is incompatible with the surrounding historic neighborhood. They're urging city leaders to reject a proposed special use permit. The hearing gets underway this evening at 7 p.m. inside the Manchester Justice Center. City officials will take public comment before making their next move. Ivy Lyons, KMOX News.
As students prepare to head back to school, education leaders are sharing how best to support young learners. The answer, according to Teach for America Missouri's Executive Director Julie Gronquist, is just reading together every day.
Just read to your kids every day. Actually sit down and read a book, talk about the pictures, laugh about the funny things that happen. It's such a great chance to bond with your kids. And in the state of Missouri, less than half of our kids are proficient in reading by the end of third grade. And there's so much research about the power of just sitting down and reading with your kids every day.
Gronquist tells MissouriNet, technology also has an important place in education, but families and teachers need to balance screen time with FaceTime.
They have grown up with smartphones and tablets in front of them, and many of them are really smart about making choices about when that is a tool and when it's actually a hindrance. And so that's the approach that we take. When is using technology for themselves and for their students going to be a helpful tool? And when is it best to put that away and really lean on in-person interaction and relationships?
A public meeting taking place this afternoon in Ladue. It comes as residents continue to express their opposition to the redevelopment of the former Rock Hill Quarry, which would be turned into more than 200 apartments, a commercial space, and lots for single-family homes. The hearing will take place at 4 p.m. at Ladue Horton Watkins High School. Residents will be able to speak up speak for up to 3 minutes. South St. Louis County's Chamber of Commerce is being revived. The chamber closed in 2021 amid the COVID-19 pandemic. It was folded into the Southwest Area Chamber of Commerce. The Business Journal reports local entrepreneur Jim Shelby owns NextCore, which offers small business workspace and is set to open later this month at 11820 Tesson Ferry Road in South County.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.